The management have written to the staff to say that they're going to impose the reduction in hours contrary to their contracts of employment. Now, this comes back on the fact that we've had serial industrial relations problems at Donegal Women's domestic violence over the last number of years, and this is really the straw that broke the camel's back. But importantly, not just the staff going to be affected, but there's going to be a severe curtailment of services to women within Donegal and the North West suffering from physical, sexual and psychological abuse. And Donegal Women's Domestic Violence Service very much represents a lifeline for some of the most vulnerable women in our society.
Are the management at Donegal Women's Domestic Violence Service's hands not tied here? Is this a result of cutbacks?
Well, I don't know, because they haven't sat down with us to discuss it. They simply made a unilateral decision regarding the contracts of employment and that they were going to cut people's hours. Lots of organisations within Donegal and further afield are suffering from financial difficulties, but none of them have taken these decisions over the recent times. And we're willing to discuss matters with them. But when you're faced with a very aggressive employer making unilateral decisions, ultimately the sanction that workers have, reluctantly, is to possibly consider withdrawing their labour. And that's why we're going to put an industrial action ballot in front of members, seeking a mandate to take action in the event they continue with these unfair cuts.
Is there a timeline on when you want these discussions to take place? And if they don't take place, when will strike action take place?
Well, I mean, we would hope to sit down with management imminently. I've given a couple of dates next week where we want to sit down and swiftly deal with the matter. But management have come up with a date of the 4th of May when the hours are going to be cut. And I think that it's very much in everybody's interest to try and resolve that. But the contract of employment is a legal document, and managers and management just can't act unilaterally by ripping it up. And we have a fundamental problem with that. And, of course, there's a service level agreement between children and families, which has come out of the HSE. And if Donegal Women's Domestic Violence doesn't carry out that service level agreement, then they're going to be in breach with the agreement they have with the HSE. So talks are essential, and they need to take place as a matter of urgency.